Good evening. Welcome to the July 5th Planning Commission meeting. We will start with introductions first. The people that traveled in and are at the diocese, if they would introduce themselves.
Okay, good evening. My name is Richard Shattuck. I'm with Central Kitsap.
My name is Alan Beam. I'm from Central Kitsap.
Okay, and then South Kitsap.
Good evening, Stacy Smith from South Kitsap.
Welcome.
Carrie Kaltenborn Corey, South Kitsap.
Okay. And then North.
Amy Mull, North Kitsap.
And Joe Phillips, North Kitsap. With the introductions done, we'll go over the virtual meeting protocol. Ask everyone respect people when they're speaking and not have side conversations and that. We do have two sessions for public comments if anybody feels the need to participate in that. For internet users, you'll see at the bottom of your screen a raise hand. They indicate that you'd like to speak. And then once you're recognized, the sound will be unmuted and you can introduce yourself and then speak for the appropriate time. We do ask that that be limited to 2 minutes. Call-in users can use *9 on their phones to indicate you'd like to comment. Then we'll call the last 4 digits of the call-in number and the sound will be unmuted. Once again, the participants should announce their names before speaking. Also, you may need to use *6 to unmute your phone if you can't speak right away. We do accept written comments. We ask that those be submitted to the staff by 2 p.m. the day prior to the meeting. And those written comments will be read during the meeting and are limited to the same 2 minute time span. We do ask if you write in that you put the date of meeting that the comments are intended for, your name on it, and whether the participant lives in Kitsap County, town or residence, and the agenda item or subject that the written comment refers to. Okay, with that, we have item C, adoption of the agenda. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'll move to adopt the agenda.
Thank you. And a second. Mr. Beam, thank you. All right, all those in favor of the agenda, if you're in favor, please raise your hand, say yes.
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 Okay. All right, the adoption is done. We now go to adoption of minutes. We have two meetings that we were needing to approve. The first one is for May 17th. Do I have a motion to adopt those minutes as presented?
I move that we adopt the minutes of May 17th.
Thank you. A second. Commissioner B, thank you. Okay. Any corrections to this? Okay. All those in favor of the minutes as presented, please raise your hands and say yes.
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 1, 2, 3, 4. Unanimous. Okay. Next one is the meeting for June 7th. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for June 7th?
I'll move to approve the minutes of the June meeting.
Thank you. Second. Second. Carrie, thank you. All those in favor of the minutes, please raise your hand, say yes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Unanimous. Oh, wait. Mr. Bean, were you?
I wasn't there.
Okay, so you're abstaining.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's 5 approval, 1 abstention. Okay. Now we come to our first general public comment period. Do we have anybody wishing to speak? Okay, not seeing anybody wishing to speak. We will close that comment period and move to item F, the briefing on the bike electric vehicle code by Melissa Shoemake.
Hi, thanks, Melissa Shoemake, senior planner in PEP. Give me just a second to share my screen. Showing up for everyone?
Not yet.
Okay, great. So this is just a briefing. Want to make sure everybody knows where we're at. And then at your July 19th meeting, I'll have a workshop for you. So I'm going to go through that. Just as a reminder, the scope for the project is to provide guidance for bicycle parking and electric vehicle charging facilities for new construction and applicable redevelopment. That's in urban areas, rural, commercial, and industrial zones, and in our Lammards. That guidance will establish minimum standards and encourage provision of additional facilities with incentives, as well as establish location, dimension, material design, numeric, and other standards as appropriate, and also revise and add applicable definitions as needed in our definitions chapter. One thing to take note of, and we'll get deeper into this on the July 19th meeting, the State Building Code Council has proposed revisions that would take effect next July to the state's requirements for electric vehicle charging. Those state requirements that are proposed go much further than the current state rules for electric vehicle charging provision. They are more broadly applicable than what the scope was for this project initially. So it would be also in rural areas is mainly the key point there. And obviously we cannot require less than the state mandates. So we'll get deeper into that at our next meeting. The reason being I have a briefing with the board tomorrow. So want to see exactly what their guidance looks like before we chat about it with you guys. So the goals for the project is to proactively encourage healthy and resilient communities by increasing non-motorized and low or no emission transportation options, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and thereby supporting Vision 2050 from PSRC, the countywide planning policies, as well as Kitsap County's climate change resiliency assessment, improve public health outcomes with cleaner air and active transportation, and also implementing the goals and policies of our current comprehensive plan. So we're doing that with participation and outreach from a variety of aspects, trying to get involved bicycle and electric vehicle owners, gas station owners, the general public, elected and appointed officials, service providers, community organizations and committees, and then applicable levels of government. We did 2 surveys. Unfortunately, the developer survey had very, very poor participation, but I am going to be speaking at KBA's meeting later this month. So that should help get some informed interest there as well. We did kick off presentations with the CACs, The workshop group met last month. The project website has been available and will be being updated. And consultations with department staff are available. We'll be getting additional targeted email notifications out, as well as announcements via Gov delivery. One of those has gone out for both of those so far, but we'll be getting more out as we get closer to the public review process here. And that includes the public notice in the Kitsap Sun and our CEPA review and our official public comment periods and public hearings. So I picked some of the most interesting bits from the community survey results. The most important consideration for bicycle parking for the respondents was location. The design of rack was also a fairly interesting, compelling reason for them, as well as whether the bike parking was covered or not. Additional considerations that were not in that multiple choice question, but they came out in our open-ended question, were concerns about security, whether that had to do with location, type of bike rack, site lighting, those kind of things were all related to security. We also had some responses in the open-ended question that were outside of the project. Mainly those were related to bike lanes. The project is not looking at bike lanes at all. It's just about bike parking on private property. E-bike considerations, and then folks who felt like bike parking and this code was unnecessary. And then for the electric vehicles, we had, most people considered purchasing an electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle. And if they said yes, which was more than 80% of them, even though about 24 skipped, the lack of charging and range anxiety, which are related but different, kept, almost 90% of people, when you put those together, as issues why they hadn't made that purchase. Some other considerations that came out from the open-ended question were the desire for fast charging and the location. Location including things like we need more of them generally, but also the location in parking lots. And then in the open-ended question, there were also responses such as grid concerns and the costs of EVs and the costs of charging, which again are outside the scope of the project. There are certainly considerations for the broader electric vehicle transition, but not part of what we're working on. So as I mentioned, the workshop group met last month. On that group, we had bicycle and electric vehicle users, as well as CAC members. I'd emailed other groups that ended up just not participating because we never got responses. The workshop group together reviewed draft code language, as well as they were provided with the survey results and other jurisdictions' code examples, so that they could see kind of how the staff prepared draft language had come to be. And then during the workshop group meeting, they proposed additions to the code as well as revisions. So that's currently the draft that I'll be discussing with the board tomorrow. So we're pretty much right here in the middle kind of phase two development, hosting community workshops and planning commission workshops to discuss that initial draft. And we'll be transitioning to the analysis portion here pretty quickly as well. And then we'll be looking at getting adoption by the board in January of 2023. So as I mentioned, meeting with the board tomorrow, the KBA meeting is next week, and then we'll be back with you at your July 19th meeting to go over the full draft with the guidance provided by the board tomorrow. Then I'm also going to be meeting with the department advisory group at the end of the month. I'm going to be going back to the CACs, waiting for some confirmations on exactly which meetings I'm going to be at to show them the draft code that will be the subject of review. And then also getting consultations scheduled, any workshops scheduled. I've got to pick some days to do those. And then getting the staff report and SEPA out and getting the public comment period set and opened. So as I mentioned, adoption by the board is set for January of 2023. So that's my contact info and the project website as well. This is the header from the project website, so you know you're in the right spot when you find that. So that's pretty much what I've got. If anybody has any questions.
Yeah. One quick question. This is guidance on establishing when they put an electric charging station in, correct?
Yeah, so it'll be any new construction and redevelopment over 50% of the assessed value of the building.
Okay.
Which is the same standard for redevelopment that's used in a couple other sections in our code, including by the building code.
All right. Any other questions from the commission? No? Okay, well, we look forward to talking to you on our next meeting.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Let's see, that brings us to item G, the second public comment period. Mr. Palmer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is a question for Melissa. Does your discussion material contain what are the absolute mandates supposedly coming from the state versus whatever else Kitsap County might have added to the mix? I'm not convinced that we need to do a plan for either bikes or EVs. There's enough incentive for commercial property owners to put in EV charging stations without having to deal with a mandate. So I want to know what the mandate is versus whatever else is being proposed in the ordinance.
So we'll be talking in more detail about that on the 19th at that meeting, or you can tune in to the board's meeting tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, but I want to know if the public, in getting public comment, are made aware of what the absolute mandate is versus what the proposal.
Hopefully, when it's available for public comment, yes, that will be available.
But aren't you soliciting public comment now, or did I misunderstand your presentation?
This is not the public comment period for the draft proposal, no.
Okay, my next question is, if you're going to make a presentation to the groups you've already identified, why isn't the Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners numbered among those groups?
I'm happy to set up a meeting to do a presentation. Please email me.
Okay, well, my email is in the Planning Commission stuff, but I can get it to you other ways. Enough said by now.
You're muted, Joe.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Palmer, for your comments. I don't see anybody else wishing to comment. We will close the public comment period now. And for the good of the order, or commissioner comment, does anybody have any comments or questions they would like to ask right now? Okay, we'll assume everybody's happy. And that brings us to a motion to adjourn the meeting. Any motions?
I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
All right, second.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
There we go. Another short meeting. Okay. Thank you for coming. We will see you on the 19th. Good night.
Bye, everybody. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, everyone.